a group of Chinese-Canadian musicians in Vancouver are celebrating the Lunar New Year with a new holiday song. Co-written and performed by Daniel Liu, Gina Lina, Kappa, Arkie, and Van Lafan, New Year is Here features lyrics in English, Mandarin, Cantonese, and Taiwanese, celebrating the Lunar New Year and its themes of diversity, working together to build intercultural friendships, and positive social change.
My name is Vanessa, or Le Fan, my Chinese name. My artist name is Van Le Fan, and I was one of the co-writers. The Lunar New Year celebration starts on the new moon, of the first new moon of the Lunar Year, and it ends on the full moon. So it's a 15-day festivity. So when I was in Taiwan, it was a really big deal because all the family would kind of come together and do these things together, whether it's like going to the temple or having meals or certain foods. But being in Canada, it's really changed because even though my parents and my brother are here, we don't celebrate it anywhere to the same extent. Like we just have like one dinner, New Year's Eve-ish. It doesn't even have to be on the day. Like we don't care. We did it last night. So it was nice to actually like make this song and kind of revive the holiday spirit for myself a little bit.
Yeah, my name is Daniel Liu. I'm a musician, originally from Coquitlam, third generation Chinese. So I've been quite removed from Chinese languages and a lot of the culture itself for myself because I never really like lived in like the motherland. It's interesting because like even my extended family, like we'll get together. But like my extended family, like most of them were born here as well. So we're all quite removed, like from a generation or so. So we're probably missing many aspects of like some traditional things. But like the main theme of just like getting together with family, it was an amazing opportunity to start merging my love of music with kind of like reclaiming my own heritage and breaking down my own walls of being able to connect with the language primarily in a musical context.
The song sprung out of an idea to put a musical spin on a familiar Lunar New Year gift, traditionally a red envelope filled with cash.
The JMF team decided to come up with this red envelope idea. So instead of having money in their red envelopes, they wanted to have a QR code to an original song by the JMF artist that's about the Lunar New Year.
Celebrating the Lunar New Year with a Chinese language song is important and impactful to local Chinese Canadian communities.
I think there's a lot of Chinese language speakers that also don't see themselves represented in media. There's like a couple of Chinese radio stations and I think it's quite segregated. I think there's like English speakers and then Chinese speakers, whereas if you look at the demographics, like Chinese language speakers make up quite a large portion, especially in like the lower mainland. So I think, yeah, to have those communities feel represented and heard and have their voices, something that they can relate to, but then also maybe having non-Chinese speakers exposed to more of it and have it more normalized would be really beautiful. Yeah, and I think also for like, you know, second gen, third gen kids, maybe face a language barrier and cultural barrier when they communicate with their own family, whether they're parents or extended family, and it's like maybe not cool to go to Chinese school. I think that's like a common story where like kids that grow up here, are born here, they don't see a point in like why they should be learning their mother tongue and they regret it later as an adult and they wish they could like reconnect more or at least like, have that language ability. Art and music has like a point of contact of like, oh, here's a song that you can learn. Because I remember when I was learning English, like songs was like one of the big things, even if I'm like trying to learn Spanish or something, like it's actually so much easier for me to remember words in the context of a song than it is to just like memorize.
Daniel Liu says New Year is Here also presents a great opportunity for all Canadians to learn about Chinese language and culture and to participate in celebrating the Lunar New Year.
The exposure to other communities that might not be familiar with the Chinese language, I think this is definitely an important part of what getting this type of music out there is, because especially a song like this, because like it's a hybrid, like, right, we have English and we have Taiwanese and Cantonese and Mandarin all in one song. And there was another Jade artist at our last event. Her name's Eunice, but she made this point, I remember, about how, let's say like a pop song like Despacito, I think is what she said, and saying how, okay, look, we have this pop song that incorporates a little bit of Spanish and like that's all right and it's cool and it like it's trendy and it's like, well, why can't Chinese language music be like that too? And frankly, any language any language should be embraced to that degree in North America.
Infusing Lunar New Year traditions with a modern pop influence, the song is a way to bring families and generations together in celebration.
I think it has a different vibe than a lot of New Year, Chinese New Year songs that already exist. Often they can be kind of like campy and like my parents listened to it and they were like really excited. I think they were actually secretly really into it. They're like, oh yeah, this is actually like really different from like other New Year songs. Like this is cool. Yeah, just like different generations can listen to it and maybe connect and sing it together or just get into the holiday spirit. I hope people like it. I hope they hear it. I hope it brings them joy. I think it's pretty catchy, so I hope it becomes like a New Year bop.
From Vancouver, this is Jesse Wenslaw for CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This piece is made possible by funding from the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative and can be found online at frequencynews.ca.